So we bought the low of bar 10 for a 2-point scalp. So we bought this low for a 2-point scalp. And then I guess he had to stop when tick below 5, which is the classic thing that traders do. And that's why in these tight trading ranges, the market is gunning for stops. The institutional bulls know it's a tight trading range and it's not going to fall far. The institutional bears know it's a tight trading range. It's not going to rally far. So most traders do what you did. So they buy below 10 and they have to find some logical place for their stop. So why not just put it below 5? To me, if you're putting it below 5, look at the breakouts. You know, here we fell 2 ticks below. Here we went 2 ticks above. I'm not going to put a stop 1 or 2 ticks below 5. If I'm going to have a stop, I'll have it 4 or 5 or 6 ticks below at a minimum. And I probably would buy more at the 5 low. So for me, the way I would structure that trade, assuming I was able to trade 2 contracts, I would say, okay, I'll buy the 10 low, and I need to be able to buy more at the 5 low, and maybe use a 2-point stop from there, or a 6-tick stop from there. What size position can I use? So that's how I would have thought about the trade. I understand what you did. You know, you bought the 10 low for a scalp, thinking that the 5 low might hold for the low of the day, but it's really not a convincing low. What was stronger about 13 is, even though it's a weak signal bar, it was the second reversal up, third, fourth, or fifth, if you count all these. So for me, that would be my issue. Using stops on the borders of a tight trading range is always a losing strategy. So if you're using stops to get in, selling below 3. If you're using stops to get out, selling below 5, or buying at the top, it's a losing strategy. I would not put a stop 1 or 2 ticks below or above a very tight range like this. If I'm going to do anything with a stop, either to get in or to get out, I want the stop to be at least 3, 4, 5 ticks away from the prior extreme.